The path home was overrun with weeds and hanging vines. Norman hiked through the mess as best he could, slapping the mosquitoes against his neck as he tried to keep his fishing pole from tangling in the park's tall grass. He kept his shoulders hunched, ducking the low branches until he'd plowed his way through the dense overgrowth and back onto a paved street. Though the sun was out now, it had rained for days, and the entire town was covered in a furry coat of moss. Green thrived on tree trunks, sidewalks, street signs, rocks, automobiles, flagpoles. Even the abandoned houses around Norman had taken on a greenish hue, their wooden walls decaying like the skin of a gangrenous sailor. A pale green lizard slid out from beneath a sunken car, shook its head, and looked up at Norman. It stuck its forked tongue into the air, as if trying to taste human on the wind. Norman considered catching the lizard, maybe frying it with bananas and salt, but decided against it. He was already late for lunch. Jordan, his wife, liked to eat at exact predetermined times. She claimed the routine gave her a better sense of day and night, of the weeks and months passing. Norman waved his fishing pole at the lizard and continued walking. Just under 6 feet tall, Norman had an average build, a Floridian's brown tan, and hair so dark it was almost black. He didn't examine the rows of empty, sagging homes around him, preferring to keep his eyes fixed on the cracked street. After 5 years, Norman was tired of tracking the town's slow crumble, of noting which roof had collapsed, what fence had fallen over, whose rusted swing set had fallen apart. If people wanted to leave their lives behind, that was their business, not his. He was still only 34. He had his own life to attend to, his own house to guard. Norman turned down another quiet street, weaving around the occasional rusting car. His house was up ahead. Pops, their sole remaining neighbor in a town that had once had a population of over 4,000, sat on his front porch, muttering as he tinkered with a corroded electric generator. A bald, strong old man with grease-stained fingernails, Pops wore dark sunglasses and the faded denim overalls of an auto mechanic. He glanced up as Norman's shadow fell across his porch and sat back from the generator. He wiped sweat off his forehead with the back of one large hand and nodded.
"Afternoon, Norman."
"Afternoon, Pops. Fix anything today?"
Pops pushed his wraparound glasses up his nose and smacked his thick lips.
"If I can get it running again, this old generator might be useful. We could always use a few more around here."
"No kidding. Well, good luck."
Long, wet grass squelched beneath Norman as he walked across his lawn. He took off his muddy boots, set his fishing pole down on the porch, and went inside. The living room was dim, its curtains drawn. This was unusual. Jordan loved a bright house and always woke a little after dawn. The curtains should have been open for hours already, allowing sunlight to pour into their living room and feed his wife's thriving collection of potted plants.
"Jordan?"
Norman slid across the hardwood floor in his socks. He sniffed the air for a scent of lunch, but caught nothing. The kitchen was dark. Norman opened the back door and peeked into the yard, scanning their vegetable garden for his wife. Not there either. He headed upstairs. The stairway, hallway, and bathroom were all dark. He turned the knob of their bedroom door and entered the perfumed silence of their room. Here, darkness had settled over everything like dust, piling up on their dressers, their nightstands, in each corner of the room. Norman drew open the curtains to let the sunlight in. A lumpy shade in the center of their queen bed, hidden by a white comforter.
"Morning, hon,"
Norman said.
"It's a beautiful day out there. Blue skies, but not too hot yet. We should tackle the garden."
Sunlight revealed only the top of his wife's head, a tangled mass of blonde hair peeking out from under a blanket. The bed creaked under Norman's weight as he pounced.
"Time to get up, sleepy."
Norman felt through the blanket, found a shoulder, and gave it a shake. His wife didn't move at the encouragement.
Come on, sweetheart. We'll make some lunch.
Jordan failed to respond to more shaking, so Norman pulled the blanket back. Her body was curved inward in a fetal position. Her pajama tank top was bunched between her breasts, and as Norman watched her chest, he felt a chill spread through him. She wasn't breathing.
Honey?
Norman put two fingers to her throat. No pulse, and her skin was clammy. On their nightstand, an empty bottle of sleeping pills was tipped over on its side. A moan slid out from the back of Norman's throat. He took off all his clothes. He climbed back into the bed and wrapped himself around his wife's body. He made sure the blankets covered her feet, which were always cold, and nuzzled the back of her neck with his nose. He exhaled batches of hot air, filling the room with as much warmth as he could.